Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara, we'll start over again from the two dots. At Heichin Brichas Azimin, until how far does the Brichas Azimin goes? Because the Machlokes, Rav Nachman Omer, Ad Nevorach, Rav Shesh Somer, Ad Hazon. Ad Nevorach, that's called Brichas Azimin. Rav Shesh Somer, Ad Hazon. That's until Hazon, the whole first Brach Hazon, as Hakel, is all part of Zimun. And Rashi Shittu, we said, is that Rashi Shittu is you only say the first Brach of Hazon, as Hakel, if you have three people benching Zimun. But if you're benching by yourself, there's no chiyuv to say the first bracha. You only start the second bracha. That's Rashi's pshat. The halacha we hold by Tosis that about everybody yochid says the bracha hazon, the first bracha. So the shaila is we had before if three people were eating together, and two guys finished early. So the one person has to stop eating and listen to the two be mezumim. Now when they start making the zimun, how long does the third guy have to wait till he can start eating again? That's the shaila. First one, Nama says he only has to wait till they say then right away he can continue eating. And the law we hold know that when you are stopping to answer to those two people, you're supposed to wait until they finish Hazon Esakirim. Then you can continue eating. That's the shaila here. Is Adherchen Birchas Azimun means when one person has to stop for two, when can he continue eating? So the Mara Neimek Tanoi, the Chur is a Machlokes Tanoi, and how long is the Birchas Azimun? Is it just the Baruch Shechanam Shaloi? Or is it the whole first Baruch of benching? The Tani Chodom, Birchas HaMozen Shnayim U'Shloisha. Sometimes Birchas HaMozen has two Baruches, sometimes has three Baruches. The Chan Yidduch, another Baruch says, Shloisha B'Yabor. Sometimes there are three Baruches, and sometimes there are four Baruches of benching. Now, Savru, the Havamina was the Kulu Yalma Tovia Meitav Lavdi Raisa. It's our fourth bracha that we say at Tovia Meitav, that's not with the Raisa, that's not what these Raisas are talking about. So, Zoy, my lab, Bokim Miflugi, what's the Machlokes and Raisas if there's two or three and four? Man, the Yom Ashtain, the Sholosh, you have two or three brachas, Kisavarad Hazon. He holds the Birchas Hazimun is until Hazon. The whole first bracha, where Rashi learns is, you only say it when you bench your Bezimun. That's when you have three. If you bench yourself, you only have the last two brachas. That's Rashi Shita. And according to Tosfos, Tosfos learns another pshat in this brisa. It's also brought down Alochem. That's the question, when you have three people together, and they all don't know how to bench together. Each one knows one bracha. You have three people, and each one only knows one bracha. The Alochem is, you're allowed to let the first one say the first bracha, the second one say the second bracha, and the third one says the third bracha. That's Alochem. But lo yitzuya, one bracha, two people know together, that's no good. You can't be moitzi with half a bracha. At least you have to be able to say the whole one bracha, and you say it out loud, and moitzi the rabbin. That's the shaila here. How many people can be divided up to say the brichas hamozim? That's the halacha. Sometimes two, sometimes three. So you say, man, the yom shtayim shlosh ksava ad hazon, that when you made the zimun, it's the whole first bracha, it's like one bracha, boshkan hamashloi and hazon. So one person has to say that. But man, the yom shlosh, some say sometimes you have three bracha, Shochsava ad hazon. O man the yom sholosh viabor, you have four brachis. Kisava he holds ad nevorach. That brichas hazimun is just until nevorach. That's one bracha by itself. Then hazon es hakel starts like a new bracha. So sometimes you can have four people saying the bracha. So the Gemara loy. Rav Nachman utarza time of Rashiim utarza time. They're both miyashim himself. Rav Nachman utarza time the kul liyam ad nevorach. He holds no. What's the brichas hazimun? It's a bracha by itself. Thus the bor shechanum shaloi. Where we start off benching, that's the whole zimun. Zman di yom esholosh viabor shaper. Sometimes there are three brachas, means without the zimun. Sometimes you have four brachas. That's when you mezamein, you have the fourth bracha is the brachas of a borsh chanam shloi b'tuvachinu. That's called the bracha by itself. We start off saying borsh chanam shloi b'tuvachinu borsh. Zman di yom eshtayin b'sholosh. That you only have two or three. That's what shver. What do you mean only have two or three? We're talking about we're a poil. A person that's working is talking, is benching. The Yom Amar we learned before, but when a poil is working for Malabos, he can't take off so much time to say all three brachas. So he only has to bench two brachas. He says azon, and the next two brachas he makes it into one bracha. So that's like the question of two or three. But avad without poilim, Rav Nachman's din is that birchas hazimun is only boshchan hamishloim b'tuvachinu, and the first bracha azon esoilim, that's another bracha by itself. Rav Sheshes mitarz the time we hold like Rav Sheshes the kuliyal mad hazon birchas hazimun is considered until azon esachil is all part of birchas hazimun. Man di yom eshtayim b'sholish shaper, you have two or three brachas, that's with zimun. Man di yom esholish v'yavo k'sover hatovia meitiv diraisa. The Zimun itself, Boshkan Mishloi, and Azon Esoilam, is treated like one bracha. So where do you have four brachas if Yod HaTov Yometiv is the Raisa? That's where you have four brachas. So we hold in the Rav Sheshes, and Afkamina is, in the two cases we said like Tov, we pass on the Tosis track, that in the case we have three people eating together, and two got finished eating first, and they want a bench now, so the third person has to stop eating and listen to the Zimun. How long does he have to stop eating? So they finish Tazon et Hakoyim. He can't continue eating when they finish Brach Shalom to Bechayinu, because the Brach Hazon et Hakoyim is part of Zimun. He has to wait till he finishes. And then what then we hold, so you have four people, and they don't know the bracha together, because each one knows one bracha. We also pass that one person just knows Brach Shalom et Hakoyim to Bechayinu, and he can't say Hazon et Hakoyim. And another person if they say Hazon et Hakoyim, it's no good. Because we hold this considered like one bracha. As the Baruch Shechanam Shalom to Bechayinu, and Hazon et Hakoyim is considered like one bracha. Therefore, one person has to at least be able to say all these bracha, or this whole bracha. Then it's enough he says this bracha, then the second person says Moed Lecha, he's Moed to the Rabbim, unless one says Oretz. So tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Yosef now. Say thou, bring your Raya, thou, Tovia, make the Lav Dereis. That's the way we hold. His last bracha that we say, Bechel Obinu, Mechel Obinu, Bechel Obinu, is Lav Dereis. It's one raya. That a poil that's working and he finishes eating, when he benches, he leaves it out. So it's a raya that's only midrabanan. As midrais, he would have to say it. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa Mishmei derav. Paid another raya that Tov Yometiv Lav Diraisa. Shrei Pesach Baba Baruch. We start off with a baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Melech Haolam. Hokel Avinu Malkeinu. We start off with a baruch. The Yain Chosim Baba Baruch. It doesn't end off with a baruch. Now why it doesn't end off with a baruch is because really it's considered a short bracha. Hazon ha'kel avinu makenu. Now later Chazal was moisiv all these adirena baren galenu. They're moisiv in the bracha. But really, matchilu was a short bracha. So just starts off, it doesn't end off. Now what's the raya? It's the bracha with the rabbanon only. Kedetanya. The klal is like this: Kol ha'brachas kulam v'sayim v'hem b'baruch v'chayim v'hem b'baruch. A bracha rucha always starts off with a baruch and ends off with a baruch. Chutz mi'birchas aferos v'birchas hamitzvus. Because those are short brachas. So you just start off, on a mitzvah, you just say the bracha without a chesima to it. A bracha smucha chaverta. When you start off with one bracha, then you start saying another bracha, you don't start off with a baruch, because it's somach lechaverta. That's like the first bracha is a benching. You start off with venas akar koyom, then v'yal akil Hashem akenu, bracha to Hashem alot v'al amozim. The second bracha, al akil, doesn't start with a baruch, because this bracha is somach to the first bracha of azonias akil, therefore it only ends off with al oretz v'al amozim. A bracha achrona sheb kriyshma, the same svaras also, that is called summer to the first brachas of kriyshma. So when we say at the end, either by night we say mesvamuna, we don't start off with baruch ator, we just end off with glal yisrael. A bracha achrona sheb kriyshma is also called a smucha to the brachas we shayna of kriyshma. Now yesh mem shabseh behem a baruch, v'yena chaysim behem a baruch. That's a bracha kitzora, the short brachas like peiris and mitzvahs. V'yesh mem shechaysim behem a baruch, v'yena paseh a baruch. Some brachas only end off with a baruch and do not start with a baruch. That's a bracha smucha chaverto. Now this is the raya, toiv v'yameitiv, the fourth brach we say in benching, poiseach b'baruch, it starts off with a baruch, v'yena chosim b'baruch, it doesn't end off with a baruch. Mechlal, the bracha b'fnei atzmi, it's a raya, toiv v'yameitiv is called a new bracha by itself, it's not called smucha chaverto. If this bracha would have been summer to the first brachas of benching, it wouldn't have started off with a baruch. We would have just ended off with a baruch. Since we start with a baruch, it's right like a new category. It's like a new chiyuv midrabbanan to say this bracha. But midiraisa uvnei yushlayim is the third bracha, burning bracha yushlayim, that ends off brachas of mosim midiraisa, and that's why we answer amen. Like to show this is the end of the brachas diraisa. Hatov yameitiv is only midrabbanan, that's why we start off with a baruch. Drashi, v'yesh mem chosim v'lei paseach. V'yayin bracha smucha lechaverta. Sherei kvar posach v'bracha rishayna. You start off with the first bracha, so when you start the second bracha, you don't have to start over again with the baruch, you just end off with the baruch. O bracha achrenesha b'kriyishma, the same thing, emes v'yatziv, or emes v'yamuna, shaf o pisha kriyishma masik v'intayim, there's a hesekul kriyishma in between, a bracha smucha smucha. Still, it's called a bracha smucha lechaverta, that emes v'yamuna is going back to the first brachas of kriyishma. Therefore, we only end off with a bar of bracha to Hashem Gual Yisrael, but we don't start off with Emes V'Munu with a bracha. Now, HaTov Yametiv, also we start with a bracha. Why? The lav smucha lechaverteheim. Because this bracha is not called summer to the brachas before. She'ena mebirchas ha-mozah. Because this is not part of the real benching midiraisa. Ela, why do we say HaTov Yametiv? Al kfuras harugei beta tiknu.
Rabbanu were mistaken that Teruge Beta stood for on the year where they killed them out, and the Melech didn't let them cover them, didn't let them bury them. Then after a year later, the first had a right to bury them. So the Simcha, they were able to bury them, they mistaken this new bracha, Hatoy B'Yamete. This is the Rai, it's only a Chiyim with the Rabbanon, that's why it starts off with the Baruch. It's not considered the Seder of Brichas HaMazon. No, just a Raya. Since it starts off with a Baruch, if it would be a continuation of Benchim with the Raya, you would have to start off with a Baruch. It's called a Baruch HaSmucha Chaverta. That's the Raya. How come we start with a Baruch here? So that's the Raya. It's not called Samach Chaverta. Why? Because it's not part of Benchim with the Raya. Just Rabbanu HaMasakmas and made like a Chiluk. The Yom Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchok, Teida, I'll bring you another Raya that the fourth Baruch HaTov you make is only with the Rabbanon. The HaTov you make of Lav Yeraisa, Shere Oikrin Oysa Vabeis Ovel. And the Beis Ovel, according to Rav Akiva Shita, and the Ovel doesn't say this Baruch. Kedetanya, Mahein Oymer Beis Ovel. Well, how does an Ovel bench? There's a law for all 7 days of the Avelis, the Shal on Shabbos and that. But of course, on Shabbos, how does the Ovel bench the fourth Baruch? He says, Baruch HaTov Yameite. That's Tanakama, normal benching. Rabbi Kiva Weimer named Borach Dain Emes. Instead of saying, okay, Lovina Machen, Wadena Borang, Lenny, Osena, Goshen, Goshen, Hatav Yamaitiv, he says, Dain Emes, he says. Kreti Gemara, but the Tanakama, Hatav Yamaitiv in Dain Emes Loi? It didn't according to Tanakama, does he only say regular benching of Hatav Yamaitiv? Doesn't he have to say Dain Emes? And Le'ema Af Hatav Yamaitiv. That's where we hold the Tanakama, and the Oval has to say both things. Hatav Yamaitiv, but he has to add on to it Dain Emes. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he only says Dain Emes, he leaves out Hatov Yameitiv. So it's right, according to Rabbi Akiva, you see it's only with the Rabbanon. So Rashi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's the Raya. But Tosfos says Hatov Yameitiv. It was the fourth or third choices. Mazutrik was the next Gemara. He says in the Kavos the Kaino, the Ochim of Baruch, and this is the Baruch they say in the Brichas of them. Baruch to Hashem, Kaino Melech Olam, for Kael HaToy V'Yameitiv, Kael Emes Dayin, Emes the Shoifet, the Tzedek, we'll see the Gemara later. That's the way he says. It says both things. He says Kael HaToy V'Yameitiv, then he says Kael Emes Dayin, Emes. We'll soon see the Nusach in the Gemara. The Akomet Rabbi Kiva, though, a novel doesn't say HaToy V'Yameitiv, he only says Dayin, Emes. So Tzerai HaToy V'Yameitiv is Lav D'Yeraisi. And that's where we hold that Tzav Yameitiv was only with the Rabbanim. So the more Mazutra Ikloi Levei Ravashi. Mazutra went to visit Ravashi. Yitzchwe Dei Milsa, means Ravashi was sitting Shiva, somebody was Niftun in the Mishpacha. So he came to benching there, Postach Uberich, he started to bench Tzav Yameitiv. This is the Bruch, he said Tzav Yameitiv, normal the way we say it. Then he said, Kael Emes Dayan, Emes Shoifet Patzed, the Tzedek, Lokeach Bamishpot, the Sholet Bialomoi is the ruler over the world, Lastly is Boy Kitsoni, Hashem does the way he wants, Kichol the Rock of Mishpot, whatever Hashem does is good, is Mishpot, Shakol Shloi, everything belongs to him. Vianachnu Amai, Viavodov, Ubachol Anachnu Chayovim, Lohoido Sloi, whatever Hashem does to us, even here in the case we made a novel, we have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Levorachoi, a goyder appearance to Israel, who yigdor as appearance to Israel, the chayim. Hashem should be mistaken in this appearance. We lost them by the mishpacha. Hashem should be mistaken in the mishpacha. Should be able to go on. And this is the nusach that Slalach is also brought down. That the Ovel says this bracha. Slalach is brought down. So the mar yet lehechenu chayzer. Where is he returned to? Lehechenu chayzer is a Rashi. It also more Leichu Mechayzer Razvid Mishmeida Bayiwama Chayzer Rosh. He goes back to the beginning of benching. Rabbanon Amri Lamokim Sheposik. He continues to Lamokim Sheposak. The Ilchus Lamokim Sheposik. So Rashi learns us the Shaila. Rashi Leichu Mechayzer Mishin Starif Lezimin. Where one person was Starif to Zimin. We are meaning Liel Alibud Rashiyes Birchas Zimun Ad Hazon. That the Zimun is until Hazon when they bench Hazon altogether. In the case we had three people eating together and two got finished eating first, so the one person had to stop eating and listen to these two people, So the two people benched a birchas hazimun with hazon. Now, this third person, after he heard hazon hasakil, he went back to finish the suda. Is lahechunu choyze lebarach. When he finishes the suda and he has to bench now, where does he start benching from? The yachmas yigmo sudase. As one says, choyze leroish letchilas hazon. He has to say hazon over again. Why? Shrein etchaye bezimun shebatchil hukva begimel. As Rashi Shitasi holds that a yochid benches by himself never says the first brach hazon. It's only if you have three people together. But here, since this third person, Mitzchila, started these three together, so he had a chiyuv to bench all three brachas. So later, when he stopped eating to answer for the first two, and they benched the brachas hazon out loud, now when he continues eating and benches, he has to bench over again from hazon. And the other mandamah says, no, lemokim sheposak, lebrachas oras kishar yochid. That the other man, the Yom holds, no, that since this third person stopped eating and listened to the Birchas Hazomin, he heard Hazon Esakil. He heard him say it. Then he continued eating. When he got finished eating and he has to bench, he just starts from Meidu L'chot, the Rashi Kishai Yochid. That's all his Rashi Shita. When you're benching by yourself, you don't say Hazon Esakil. That's the way Rashi learns. But Allah, we hold like Tosis, and know everybody benches, you always have to say the first Bracha also. So what's the Shaila here? So Tosis learns the Shaila is, it's a shaila, how do we answer Zimun? We say, the first thing he says, that's when the first one says. Then the two people answer back, now it's a question, what does the Mezamin answer back? The one that says, he's Chayz L'Roish, says, he answers back, he says it over a second time, the first thing that he said. And the Loch, we hold, no, you go back to Mokshim Shepasak, we answer, Bor Shechanu Mishloi B'tu V'chiyinu. And the Shalom the Gemara is the Mezamin, the one that's benching with the Kais, how does he answer back? He starts off with Rishus, Shbosh HaNam Shaloi, then we answer back, Borosh HaNam Shaloi B'tov V'chiyinu. Now, so Shalom, what does he say? Does he say, Borosh HaNam Shaloi, or does he have to say over again the last part, Borosh HaNam Shaloi B'tov V'chiyinu? And we pass, can he go back to Mokim Shaposak, this last thing, that he answers back, Borosh HaNam Shaloi B'tov V'chiyinu. That's the Shalom the Gemara. That's what Tosis learns. That's what the first man Yom says. When the Mavarach answers again, he says the first part over again. That's the way passing. That the Mavarach, when he answers back the second time, he doesn't say again, but he answers back, right. Omalei Resh Gelusel Rav Sheshes. Afagav the Rabbonim Kishishi, even though the Rabbonim are older people, are Mechubadik people, Hosun, Abapasoi, Betzorche Suda, the Persians, in the Indian of Hilchas Suda, Bikiyim and Eichu. They didn't have to be knowing in Hilchas Suda, his manners in Suda are better than us. What do they do? The Zman Shein Shtayim. We used to have two people eating, Zman Shein Shtayim, Mitzos, two beds to lie down on, is Godel Nesib Rush. The other more chasher person would sit in front on our head, and the second one, Tim, would be leaning down on top of him. It means his bed would be higher up than him. Well, this man, Shane Sholosh, when you had three people, his godel meisa b'yemsa, the godel ate like in the middle, he was leaning down. Shane Eloy Lamalo, the second one was lying down like on top of him, himenu. Shlishi loy lamata himenu. And the third one was lying down in the bottom for him. Rashi, this man changed their mitzvahs. Regila moyu lechol v'asevah. So we said in the Gemara's times, they used to eat lying down. Al tzidli hatmos on the left side, muta leaning down, v'rag lo v'loris, and the feet would be on the ground. Ishish al mita achas. Oh, exactly means their foot on the ground, had a half of a bed like as they could share, just used to lean down and their feet would be on the floor. Is this man shem shnayim godu meisa brush, kolema. Meisav tchila mitot, he lies down first. V'sheni lo elamali menu. Mita asheni, the second bed, the second person, the tzad mirashoysev, is on top of his head, shal godel. Of his man, shen sholosh, is godel meisav yemsa, sheni lo elamali menu, shlish lo elamati menu. The tzad maglos, with 2 feet. That was their big meaning they did. So that's Rishesh, yes, Rishesh, when they want to talk to one another, his achura matrit shrutzei, he has to stretch his whole neck out. V'yotiv u'mishtoi baday. It's a very bad manner to sit that way. If you want to talk to the person on top of you, you have to like get up and turn your head around. Because if you're lying down with the left hand like this, and you have a person up on top of you over there, so you can't talk to him. How do you talk to him? Ask the vice to go get up and turn around. That's not a good answer. If I'm leaning like this, it would be better if everybody's down there. So whoever I want to talk to, I talk to you, I talk to him. But according to them, the second one is up there, it's very hard for me to talk. I have to turn my neck around. So Shay says, what's such a good manner about that? And tomorrow, so Rishlus answered back, Omele, Shani Pasoi, Demochle, Demochle. They don't talk in the middle of Suda. They have sign languages. So it's easy to look at. The guy can stick out his hand and talk like this. They don't have to turn around too much. But since they don't talk anywhere in the middle of Suda, it's good this way. Drashi. Omele, Sheshis, Rishlus. When he's lying down this way, he can't talk to the person up there. The second is all the way in the back of his head. My face is facing this way. It's better off. We're saying if I'm leaning like this, it's always better if the people are down there below me, then I can talk to them. So the Rosh Hashanah answered back, used to talk only with hand languages. Smell, they could stick out the hands, it wasn't so bad. We'll soon see, we don't hold like them. Then what's the meaning of the parsoim? How do they start? Come to wash your hands. Who are they mechabit to wash first? They let the most chashuv person wash first. After he washed his hands, he can't talk. And he can't make a moist till everybody else gets finished. He just sits there doing nothing. It's not covered for him to sit there doing nothing. Omalei answered back, Lialta Maisi Taka Kamayu. Used to bring in front of him his table, his portion, and he would make a moist and eat right away. That's the covered. Trash Lialta Maisi Taka Kamayu. Shulchan Shaloi, Meviyim Yad Lefonim. V'yoichol. Olefneikolechot V'yechroi, Meviyim Shulchan Kotin. Everybody in that time used to have a small shulchan. Then it's okay. You let the mechubadika person wash first. He sits down, he gets his portion, he starts eating. Mayim achreinim heichem maschilim, when it comes to benching, mayim achreinim, who they mechabit to wash first? Omalei minakotim. They let the smallest one wash first. Correct, Rishayshis, the God of Yosef Yodim is Omalei. He's having it was when they started ready to bench now, so you what thing to wash my machreinim? Your hands are dirty. So you're going to let the cotton wash first, and the God will have to stand there waiting with dirty hands. Not nice. Hachinoit and kulam, he has to wait till everybody gets finished washing, he's going to wash last. Omalei, Reshglus answered, Loi mefalki taka mekamayu. They don't take away his portion, his table from him. Adanamti mayu lagadei. So he's not sitting doing nothing, he can continue eating. As he doesn't stop eating until they bring him the mayan achronim. Because they bring him mayan achronim last. They take away from the smallest one, his portion first. He washes first, then second, third, so they come to the garden. Yeah, right. Loi mefalki taka trashi mekaimi godol. Ad moshi kulhu. Until they all finished washing. While the godless the leading, then the other ones are washing the hands. Omer Rav Sheshes, Dr. Sheshes, how do we have to fear Zuch? Ah, no, Mas, Nitzin Yadano. I know a Bryce, we go to the Bryce. Titania. Ketzat Seder HaSeber. What's the Seder HaSeber when you come to sit down for Suda? How do you sit down even? Bizman, Shem, Shtay, Mitis. We only have two people, like two Mitis. Is Godel, Mesev, Rosh? The Godel, he lies down first on top. Like Rashi said, if I'm leaning down like this, it's much better for the next person to be below me. So I can talk to him. It's more the chubadik, it's easier for me to talk to him, but he's lying down. That's the Yetzer. First one lies on top, the second one lies down a little bit. Shein lamate menu. Bizman shein sholosh, when you have three people, mat or mitos, is Godel meisa barosh. The Godel stays on top. Shein iloi lamale menu. The second one is on top of him. Shlishi loy lamate menu. And the third one's go lamate menu. See, you have no eitzer. If it's not the chobot, it's the foot. Two people below him. So also, the godel stays in the middle. And the second one goes on top. And the third one goes on the bottom. Mayim horishonim, who washes first hands by mishonim, ma'achil min agodol. We start washing from the godol. He washes first. Mayim achreinim, who washes my achreinim first, is this man, Shein Hei, when you have five people, ma'achil min agodol. Then we let the godol wash the hands first for mayim achreinim. Of his man, Shemei, if you have 100 people by the Zudah, and you go pass around the Mayim Achreinim, then Maschil Mila Kotin. We start off with the Kotin, he washes Mayim Achreinim first, and Shemegiyah Meitzel Hei, until they get to the last five that are left. Then the Chosun of Maschil Mila Godel. And the Godel here means the one that we want to let bench. The one that we want to let bench, he's supposed to wash Mayim Achreinim fifth from the last. Or else if there's only five people, he washes first. And the reason is that after he washes Mayim Achreinim, he has a few minutes yet to look over the Birchas HaZimun or Birchas HaMazon to make sure to be able to bench. So the moral of the Mokim, Shemayim Achreinim Chozrim, L'Shom Bracha Chozeres. He's the one that washes the Mayim Achreinim fifth. We also have the less than five people he washes first, he's the one to bench also. The moral of Messiah and Rav, it's a Raya to Rav, Yom Rav Chiyam Arash, Yom Arav, Kol Hanoito Yodo V'Achreinu Tchilo. Whoever washes Mayim Achreinim first, who Mesum L'Bracha? The Baal Tzid did one Inyan, he's the one to bench also. So according to Rav, Pashu Mashm, it's a kibud, as a, to wash Mayim Achreinim first, if there's only five people. And since you're the one that's going to bench, we let you wash the Mayim Achreinim, and you'll have a little bit of time to look over the brachas, and then the rest will finish. Drashi. Maschilim min agodol, uliyalta maile taka kamayim. Rashi says it's only in times of Gemara where the Godol washed his hands first at the beginning of the Suda, and as soon as he sat down, he had his portion, he was able to make a moitzi, and he could start eating right away. Mashenkin alocha legeit to Shabbos amol, where we have Lecha Mishnah, so one person makes the moitzi for the whole Mishpacha, so if the Godol washes his hands first, he just has to sit there and wait 5-10, he has to wait a few minutes till everybody else gets finished. Then there's not such cover that he should wash first. Then for Kent, there's more mechubah he should wash later. If the only kibbutz here is that the godel should wash first, like Rashi says, is that right away he has his portion and he can sit down to eat. So he doesn't have to wait in between. Then it's a kavod to let him wash first. But in the case where he's going to have to wait, then fakir, then the more kavod is, he should wash last like, or near the last ones. Today he shouldn't have to sit and do nothing. When you have more than five people, not nice to make him wash Mayim Achreinim first. They'll have to sit and wait for 100 people to get finished washing. When you have more than five people there, let him wash first. When it comes to the last five. The Mokim Shemayim Achreinim Chozrim, Kishemegiim Lechamisha, when it comes to the last five, Im not Lehagodol, if he washes, then the fifth, Mevorach. V'im Tziva Leyacha Lito Koidim Lehu Mevorach. Hey, so whether you give the kibbutz to wash the Mayim Achreinim then, when there's only five left, he's the one to bench. So you should let him wash the Mayim Achreinim first. Hanayta Yodam Achreinim Tchila, Oysay Shenayto Betchila, Hachamisha Achreinim, the last five, the first one to wash from the last five, and he's the one to wash the Mayim Achreinim, and then he benches him. But Omalei Bapas, Zma Rav Rav Chia, have the Yasri Visadovka, the same together having Yasuda. Kai made the Rebbe. Omalei Rebbe, the Rav, Rebbe told Rav, Kum Moshe Yotko, go wash your hands for Mayim Achreinim. Chazi the Kamir, so he got all scared, as we have before, Rashi said, he thought he's told him his hands are dirty or he's eating too much, he got embarrassed. Omalei Bapas, like a Choshma person, I am a Birchasam Mazayna Kamalach. He meant to say, you're going to bench now. Sineilo, you wash your hands now. There's only the less than five people, so you'll be mine a Birchasam Mazayna. Tana Rabbon, Ein Mechabdin Lei Bedrochim. When you're walking in the streets, there's no need of kibbutz to let your Rebbe go in front of you. V'lei B'Sherem, not when you're passing over a bridge. V'lei V'yadayim Mezumas. When it comes to wash Mayim Achreinim, there's no need of kibbutz. Trashi Ein Mechabdin Lei Mer. Hoya Ato Koidim. You go first. Lay bedrachim, holchei drachim, leima legodle menu leich lefone. Go in front of me. Now, Tzayis has to cash from the Gemara in Shabbos, and Tzayis Teretz says depends. If you start on a derech, you're taking a trip together, you and your Rebbe, then about you have to mechabed Rebbe on the trip. He has always to be in front of you. Here it means if you start out yourself, and on the road you meet somebody else, you meet your Rebbe walking. You're not mechuyif to slow down to let him walk first. then there's ein mechadim bedroch. If you first meet him in the derech, you don't have to be mechadim him. But if you start out the whole trip yourself, then you have to be mechadim him. We'll soon see for the mice like this. Loi gedayim mezumas drashi b'mfilas mayim achreinim. The moashim mayim achreinim is no meaning of kibbutz. So the more rovin v'abaya have you ka'azli b'yucha. They both mice have started off the trip together, so they're going on the derech. Kod mecham with the rovin with abayis. Abaya was the Rebbe. And all of a sudden, Rovin's chamor, Rovin's donkey, went ahead of Abaya's donkey. And Rovin didn't turn back and say, Nezamalek. He didn't like excuse himself and say to the Rebbe's donkey, come on, move, you go in front. He didn't tell him. Nezamalek. Omar, so Abaya got a little embarrassed, got a little angry. Omar, Abaya said, Midasola kaim rabbonim arava. When this person, Rovin, came back from Eretz Yisrael, Gasle daite is a little bit of a bagaivinik. That's why he's not being mechabed me. He's going in front of me. Right? The ki motla pischa to make mishnah came to shul. Omar lay, then Rovin told Abaya, Neomar, now I'm being mechabed you, you go in first. I'll wait for you to go in first. Omar lay, so Abaya told back to him, V'yad hashto la marano, and until now I wasn't your Rebbe, so how come you didn't give me cover in the middle of derech? When we're going on the derech and your chamor went in front of me, you didn't say back to me, I should go first. But now that we came to the Beit Knishto, now you're giving me cover, then why didn't you give me cover before? Or Malay, Rovin answered back, Hoch yam Rabbi Yechon, this is where I learned from Rabbi Yechonon. And Mechavdin, you're not required to give cover that we have before in the drachim, we're going on the way. Ela betesach shalom.